Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. It's great to be here again. A very, 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 very special day in my life today. As this show airs, Jared Afkar, can you guess what's happening today?
I can, but I don't want to steal your thunder.
I am, count them, 1-2 years removed from the year Elvis died. If I can make it 2 more years, I can surpass the glutton of all.
That's an accomplishment.
It would be an accomplishment if I can. Yes, it's true. Today is my birthday. And there's no April Fool's about it. I was born on April Fool's Day. And we will talk to the woman responsible for that here in just a moment. Jared Afkar, my co-host, great to have you here as always, my friend.
Happy to be here, sir.
Looking dapper as always. And Batman, yes. Back in the Batcave. Yes, he's back there with the thumbs up, wearing the Michael Keaton version of the Batman mask, as always. That really freaks you out that he sits back there and does that, doesn't it?
I'm easily freaked out, though. Have we learned nothing else?
We've learned nothing else but the fact that you are easily freaked out.
Yes.
But that's why we have you here.
Fragile psyche.
Yes. We will talk more about Batman and to Batman here later on in the show. But first, we have a very, 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 very special guest on the phone to speak to us here on the day of my 40th birthday. I'm so excited to have with us here tonight my mother, Diane. Mom, hello. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
So good to have you here tonight with me. Oh, where's the feedback? How's that happening? What's that? Batman, what are you doing? What's happening?
I think it's just a little Skype. It'll go away.
A little Skype that will go away. I hope so, because it's very hard to speak. It's going to go away?
Yeah, it was doing that the other day. It doesn't do it all the time. Every once in a while, it's a Skype. You know, Skype is so perfect in all of its wisdom.
But it's still doing it. That's the part that scares me.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. It comes and goes.
Is it on the air?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It didn't do it last night. It did it like last Thursday when we were doing
something. But what do you mean it'll go away?
It'll go away as we keep talking.
You're not sure, are you?
It does normally.
It does normally.
Sorry, man. You can blame Skype. You should write to them and tell them how they suck.
Jared?
Hmm.
Do you feel confident that... Oh, wait.
Told you.
That's so bizarre. And what's funny, it was only on your mic.
Yeah.
Batman's wasn't doing it.
Mom, could you hear that?
No.
Good. That's all that matters. As long as Mom and her hearing aids couldn't hear that, that's all that matters. I won't even ask Batman if we could retrieve our voicemails tonight, because I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. No, the head is shaking no.
Again, we should write to Skype.
We should write to Skype, yes. Hey, the important thing is, let's clap for Mom again, if you guys don't mind. Mom, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me on my 40th birthday. Can you believe that your eldest son is 40 years old?
Nope, I cannot believe it.
It is completely amazing. And the great thing about Mom, despite the hearing aids, not even to the big 70. Not even that old yet. Mom, you're a young woman, and I'm glad
to
have you.
That's right. Only I know I was a lot younger when I had you, because I had your baby book out just a minute ago, and Ty looked at the picture of me in there, and he said, "Who is that?" And I said, "Well, it's me." And he said, "Oh, my gosh, you look young." I said, "Well, yeah, it was 40 years ago, kid."
That's true. That's my nephew, Ty. That's very true. Mom, you were younger then. But honestly, when you think about it, you were younger when you had me than I was when I had my first and only child. If you think about
it. That's true. I was, wasn't
I? You and Dad both. That's true. I thought about this question I want to ask, kind of a warm-up question. You know I'm going to ask you some questions here. By the way, say hello to Jared, by the way.
Hi, Jared.
Hello.
And also say hi to Batman.
Hi, Batman.
Ask Batman, how are things in the Batcave?
How are things in the Batcave?
Things are wonderful in the Batcave.
He says things are wonderful in the Batcave. I know you couldn't hear that.
Oh, that's a good thing. So, okay, good.
Very well. Well, I thought of a question, kind of a warm-up question, Mom. What are, if you had to pick two things right now in life as a retired lady, what are the two favorite things that you like to do in life in retirement right now as a widowed lady? What are your two favorite things?
I like to travel. And that includes coming down to see my granddaughter.
That was number one. Yep.
And scrapbook.
See, I knew it. Mm-hmm. It's
and
funny.
Read.
And
read.
No, Mom, only two. Only two. Come on, teacher.
Okay. All right. I said the two.
Okay. let's get right to the questions, Mom.
All right.
Did the echo come back? It was there for a second. Skype is pissing me off. Okay. As people might know from the old show, I like to ask Mom questions about the past. Remember that, Jared?
Yes, I do.
And I remember you very vividly saying a ridiculous name when I asked my mother years ago on the old show what name I wanted to name my brother Brian. When I was 3 years old, you said maybe it was Optimus Prime. And at that time, I had no idea what you were talking about. But anyway, let's ask Mom some more questions. Now, Mom, the first question is one that we've actually discussed on the down low here off the show, so I don't think this is going to be a tough one for you. Another good warm-up question. Do you remember the time back when we lived in Spencer, Iowa, that my friend, who was a female, by the way, her name was Patty, her parents were deaf.
Yes.
A la Marley Matlin, yes. And her deaf mother, Patty's deaf mother, caught me. Patty's deaf mother caught me peeing in the bushes outside of our house. Do you remember that as a child?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, do you remember, because this is the way I remember it, and I want to make sure, because we've talked about this, but I don't recall what your answer was. Do you recall that, did she not come to our door, knock on the door, and give you some kind of sign language about what she had seen me do? Is that true? Yeah.
First, she didn't knock on the door. She knocked on the window. You know, we had a big picture window on the front front porch.
Yeah.
We had two picture windows.
Yeah.
Up there, and she knocked on the picture window.
That's right. It was kind of freaked you out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, it did.
Yeah. So
then I came to the door.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do? Do you remember what she did? Because this was probably 35 years ago, probably, or so. Yeah.
She you know, just kept pointing to you and said, and then pointing down to your little wiener or down to that part of the body.
Right. Mom?
And then point out to the bushes.
First of all, why did you have to use the term little when you said that, Mother?
How old?
At that age, it was little for sure.
Am I turning red? Because I kind of feel like I might be.
We all get older.
Yeah, that's the kind of the way I remember it, too. It was the, and she was pointing. Was she pointing to my crotch or her own crotch? Because I thought
her own.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, she pointed to me, then pointed to her own crotch, and then pointed towards the direction of the bushes outside, Jared.
That could mean a number of things when you think about it.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true. But my mom, being the teacher.
I'd never think my little boy would do something like that.
Well, Mom, I had to go. You know, I mean, I had to go. I was too lazy.
We did have a bathroom.
Yeah, but it was upstairs, and it was too far away. That was the problem.
You were in a hurry.
I was in a hurry. Exactly. So, okay, Mom, you did well with question number one. That deserves a very special ding. Good job. Now, question number two. What food and drink in particular do you recall me wanting to eat and drink when I thought I was over the stomach flu? Do you remember that time I had the stomach flu and I was very adamant that I thought I was over it? Again, I was a young boy and I really, really, really wanted something special to eat and drink that I was craving. And just to go a step further, you gave it to me because being the smart mom that you are, you thought, I'll teach this kid a lesson. She gave it to me and I promptly threw it back up. Mom, do you happen to recall what that was?
No. The only thing that comes to mind is pizza, but I don't think it was.
Well, that's a partially correct answer. I'm going to give you credit for that. It was definitely pizza rolls. Okay?
All right.
But what was the drink that I wanted?
Dr. Pepper.
You're very close, but I'm going to have to give you the buzzer on that one. Because the answer back then was actually Mr. Pibb.
Oh, okay. So, pretty close.
Yeah.
That's in the ballpark.
And this is true, and she probably does deserve some partial credit for that. So the thing, if you think about it,
we could just say cola.
That's true. I mean, back then, there was something called Tab back then. So actually, there is now, too, but still tastes like crap. But anyway, yeah, if you can imagine being a kid and having pizza rolls and Mr. Pibb as you're getting over. Do they even make Mr. Pibb? Does anybody drink Mr. Pibb anymore?
At certain restaurants, if they don't have Dr. Pepper available, that's always the substitute.
But they never have Pibb Zero at the restaurants anymore.
Not that
at
I'm
all,
aware of.
Or ever.
I don't drink soda. Yeah. So
no, that's true. You don't. So, but anyway, yes, Mom promptly said, I'm going to teach this kid. And gave me what I was craving and made me throw it back up again. So
some circus peanuts and a punch in the stomach, dude. Kind of go along with that.
You know, you're the one with the problem with circus peanuts, not me.
I can't imagine it'd be good for the stomach, though.
And that's probably true. Not much good for the stomach other than back then, and it still is. I mean, the good remedy is what? Toast?
Bananas.
Rice.
Crackers. Yeah, yeah. Rice.
Applesauce.
Sipping water. Applesauce, light stuff, exactly. So, Mom, question number three for you. I know you need to go here soon. You want to tell people why you have to leave here shortly?
I have to go to church.
You have to go. That's exactly. I'm going to give you a ding for that. Very good. When I told Jared that, he said to me, "Who the hell goes to church on Wednesdays?" I said, "My mom does."
I don't recall saying hell. But...
You may not have said hell, but she understands.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, question.
I work with the little girls at church.
I know you've got responsibilities.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yes, I do.
You can't do that. Why not, Jared?
If I worked with the little girls, people might talk.
This is true. It's okay for the retired teacher to do that. Yes. Mom, we got to hurry up through here so I can get you out to church, of course, to see God. Number three, what was your favorite spanking tool? Was it
how unfortunately phrased?
Wooden spoon.
Well, wait a minute. Let me give you your choices. Wait a minute. Wow. You're killing me, Mom. I'm going to give you multiple choice here. I should have told you. Was it a wooden paddle, B, a wooden spoon, C, Dad's belt, D, my own belt, E, good old-fashioned bare hand, or F, alternate all five during the same beating? Which was your favorite, Mom? Which was your favorite?
Probably the hand.
I'm not really sure what the correct answer is. You think the hand? I'm going to give you a ding on that. Yeah. I think you liked them all, actually.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, I get made fun of for not having an ass. I blame it on all the spankings. I mean, you beat the crap out of me growing up.
No.
You did.
You probably needed it, given your bohemian urinating activities.
This is very true. I find it funny that she said wooden spoon right away, because that was one of the favorites. But the wooden paddle, remember what that wooden paddle was, Mom?
No.
That it was those things that have they have the rubber band and the ball that you hit the ball. Yeah,
okay.
It had broken, and you used that to paddle my ass.
My dad deployed that one.
See?
But my mom was a big wooden spoon fan.
See, and I'm pretty sure I've broken a few wooden spoons or wooden paddles in my life as well, so.
And now, as mothers, we'd all be put in jail for that.
Exactly. Yeah. We talk about that. Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Mom, question number four. How many bones have I broken in my lifetime? And then there's it's a two-part question before you answer. How many bones have I broken? And then how many bones has my brother Brian broken in his lifetime? So what's a two-part question?
I don't remember.
So what'd you say for me?
He's broken. I know you've broken none. I think he's broken 1, 2, 3.
You know, quite.
Elbow, nose, and collarbone.
Elbow, nose, collarbone. And has he only broken them one time apiece? Because I really don't remember.
I think so.
I'm going to give you credit for remembering that, because honestly, Mom, I couldn't remember myself. So,
well, just this, you know, I've been scrapbooking you guys because I'm caught up on Presley and Ty's stuff, and I just ran across the pictures of him with those bandages over his nose.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that very well.
Black eyes.
Yeah, because of the broken nose. And the funny thing is, he broke his nose by being run into by a guy on a bicycle. He was on his feet, if I recall correctly, and some guy came down the street on a bicycle and ran into him.
So was he playing speed bump or?
No, it was just some kid couldn't stop or something like that. It was kind of weird. So yeah, and broke his nose of all things. So I don't remember
Ouch.
For sure. So, Mom, final question before we let you go. Number five, the most important question really when you get right down to it. During my first marriage, because of course I did have a mistake, but you know, seriously, the mistakes make you who you are today, Jared. You know,
yes,
they do,
and we're happy with that.
Well, you know, to a point, you know. So, Mom, during my first marriage, how many times a day? And again, this goes back to you going to church tonight. Okay, how many times a day during my first marriage did you pray to your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that I would not get her pregnant? How many times a day did you pray, please, Lord, don't let him get her pregnant? How many times a day, Mom?
Oh, probably at least once a day.
I think that's at least once a day, I would expect. Definitely. Definitely. Mom, we're going to let you get off the church.
Alrighty.
Cannot thank you enough for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you. If you think about it, during the recording, see, when this show actually airs, you'll be here in town. So I'm looking forward to seeing you later tonight. Future me is looking forward to seeing you later tonight when I get home, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Mom. Talk to you later. Love you.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Right,
bye-bye. It's my mom.
Oh, good for her.
The wooden spoon thing, man. I had an Italian mother, crazy Italian mother, and the wooden spoon was really not my friend.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can relate to that. And I mean, seriously, I did deserve about every ass beating I got back then. The thing is, you just can't get it. You can't do it anymore. And it is what it is. I mean, it's made me who I am today, which is why I'm so crazy, violent, and angry. But that's a different story. Right. My mom, real quick before the break, God love her. She's really, really, really kept busy in the last 10 years. My father passed away 10 years ago this summer, of all things, of prostate cancer, which 10 years ago, you know, they said that prostate cancer was a cancer that you would die with, not so much die of. And he, of course, ended up being the beginning of people dying from it. You know, now it's much more serious now. And to go along with that for myself personally, now as 40 years old, God, it sucks to say that. That midlife crisis, man. Telling you.
I know. I'm just waiting for you to come rolling up to the studio in a convertible. Some arm candy.
It could happen. It could happen. 40 years old. Anyway, what was it? Okay, prostate cancer. So, you know, I told this story long, big, and bad on the air back in 2006 for whatever reason, I had my first physical in years at the age of 35. Okay. And this doctor was about 67 years old, and he was examining every little piece and nook and cranny in my body. And he was concerned about the mole or the lesion that I have on my eyelid. If you've probably noticed it over the years. Sure. And he wanted me to get that removed, but that wasn't enough at 35. At 35 years old, because I mentioned that my father had prostate cancer and his father before him had it in his 80s.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to give me my first prostate exam at 35.
Wow.
And he did give it to me, and I won't go into all the details like I did back on the old show, but it was a very, very unpleasant experience. Not only was it unpleasant for the obvious reasons, but I really felt over the last 4 or 5 years that he really didn't do it right. I mean, frankly, Jared, he was dicking around in there a little bit too much.
Well, I would have been concerned that he was so eager to do it.
Well,
I think a sign of discomfort. Like if the physician says, I guess we have to do one of these, then I'd be a little more comforted. Someone is like, hey, I want to give you a hernia test.
Well, and it's funny. Yeah, exactly. And it's funny you say that because, quite frankly, I figured it out over the last 4 years that this guy wasn't very good at giving a prostate exam. Okay? And first of all, I didn't get drunk beforehand, which really stunk. And, you know, there was no flowers or anything like that. But also, I mean, just in all seriousness, he wasn't very good at it. So late last year, I had another physical, which, by the way, cost me an arm and a leg and that little wiener that my mom was talking about earlier.
Chunk of wiener.
Yeah, you know, it cost me all of that because of insurance being so screwed up. But I had a different doctor at the age of 39. He wasn't 39. I was 39. Giving me a prostate exam as well. And I must tell you, it was a lot less invasive. It was still invasive.
Well, you can't go in there and not be invaded.
No, believe me, absolutely. But I'm not near as scared of having one. That's the good news. I'm not near as scared or upset about having one as I was after the first one, which is good. But you're right. You can't not be invaded a little bit. Well, no. Well, and the other thing that happened was the first time I had it done, the first doctor told me to go ahead and pull up my drawers and that we'd go and do a chest exam or whatever, and he left the room. And I pulled up my drawers, and I was completely just – there was just lube all over me. Now, this doctor last year was kind enough to hand me tissues to wipe myself.
Well, that's very sporty.
I thought it was very nice.
But, you know, if you're all lubed up, it makes it harder for him to catch you for, you know, other examinations. You get to escape and kind of giggle on your way out.
It's very true.
You should just go running through the waiting room like that.
I thought about it, but I still had to have the cardio exam. So, no, bottom line, in all seriousness, you really, 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 man, need to have yourself checked out when you get to be about my age, because the cancer sucks balls. I mean, it really, really, really sucks. Man, I want to get a shirt that says F cancer. I really, and they're out there, and I really, really want to get it, because people, you can't complain about somebody wearing a shirt that says F cancer.
Right.
I mean, my father died. I watched him die of this. Screw you if you don't like me wearing a shirt that says F cancer.
There you go.
Screw it. I mean, it's different when I wear my shirt that says F U U F and F. I mean, that's a different kind of shirt.
Well, if you're an F and F, then I can see why you take offense to that.
It's very true. But anyway, let's go ahead. When we come back, we've still got a lot to do here. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Kansas City Royals number 2.5 mascot.
One and a half.
Right. 1.5, 2.5, depends on how you look at it.
He's
behind Slugger, but maybe in between another guy, so we'll let him tell us
all. He's in between another guy.
Don't stop. Prostate exam central there. Kauffman Stadium this weekend. We'll talk to Royal Man from the Kansas City Royals coming up right after this. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
A as the latex snaps. I close my eyes and relax my cheeks, bend over fast and grab the sheet my poor butt holds. I let out a cry, and the doc tells me to relax and breathe, but it gets kinda hard when he's three fingers deep in my butthole.
In my butthole.
When he was done, my ass was aching, but not as much as my pride. I found some porn, yanked my horn, bought a lap dance, I hope my ass ain't torn, and I tried to fart. But it sounded like a tire with a slow air leak, cause there's lots more space between my two butt cheeks in my butthole. And the cycle turns.
In my butthole.
As long as there are men and inflamed prostates and latex gloves and colons to scrape in the butthole.
In the butthole.
As the latex snaps
in the butthole,
in the butthole,
in the butthole, in the butthole, in the butthole.
His return to air has been bigger news than the resurrection. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Thank you for joining us. We are very happy to have on the phone with us right now, as promised, Kansas City Royal Man himself, Casey Royal Man, is on the phone. He's the guy with the cape and the outfit that freaks you out, Jared.
I'm freaked out by capes in general.
Uniforms. It's not good at all. Let's talk to Royal Man. Hello, Royal Man.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good, my man. And am I supposed to call you Casey Royal Man or just Royal Man?
You know what? Either one works. The only reason I started using the KC Royal Man was, well, first off, let me say that I couldn't get a hold of Royals Man or any combination of that until I got down to Royal Man. It was like the fourth try that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I came up with that. I had to have KC. I had to put the KC on the front to get the Twitter handle to work. So
So
KC Royal Man's kind of been what I am, I guess, in that aspect. At the ballpark last season, I went by Royal Man, but the radio shows have taken to calling me KC Royal Man.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of sticks both ways. I've kind of adopted the KC Royal Man. That's what I go by on my podcast and what have you there. So
that's cool. Well, I'm just going to call you Royal Man for now, if that's okay. But
that works for me.
Great. Well, we got to ask the first question. I mean, people need to understand that if you're not from Kansas City, you know, the Kansas City Royals have a mascot named Slugger, which is a lion that runs around in a Royals uniform and, you know, beats up kids and does those kinds of things. And then
right.
we also now have, and I believe last season was the first season, Royal Man. Is that correct? Was last season your first season?
That is correct.
Okay, and how exactly did this whole thing come about with you and the Royal Man outfit, and how did you become Royal Man?
All right, well, let me say there is two super fans. I want to throw that out there.
Okay.
He started doing it just a little bit before I did. He is super fan Chris, and I'm sure many people are familiar with it. They're from Kansas City. And he wears a flag that he's got wrapped around his head, and his started on accident. Mine was a little more premeditated. I had decided that the Royals needed a super fan. I was standing out on what we call the Pepsi porch. It's a standing room section in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing out there, and I got to thinking, you know, the Chiefs have super fans, so I thought that the KC Royals needed a super fan, and I was going to do it, so I thought it through, and I even asked Tim, the guy that works a lot of the PA stuff for the Royals, a lot of the in-between inning stuff, and he was like, oh, it's a great idea, you know, whatever. Didn't tell me that there was another guy. Apparently, he hadn't seen him either. I'd never seen Chris, who had started doing his gig about 6 months before mine. And so I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. So I get online, I Google Kansas City Designers, actually come across a name that some people may be familiar with, Ari Fish. She was on Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
Found her name, actually sent her an email about four or five other people. They all came back in the same ballpark figure to get the suit made. So I went with Ari because I figured, shoot, if I can have somebody that was good enough to make, you know, what's considered the best design show on TV, then that's who I want. So I had her design the costume and make it. And honestly, it was going to be something I did for a little while. It wasn't going to be forever. You know, I was going to see how it worked out. But it's been so popular, and it's had such an amazing response from the people of Kansas City that I can't imagine going to a ball game in anything else. In fact, I had to leave a game early last year, and I knew I was leaving early, so I came in jeans and a T-shirt, and I got stopped by three security guards and six ushers and got asked why I wasn't in my outfit.
Wow.
Wow. Now, so basically, though, if I'm understanding a couple of things correctly that you haven't mentioned yet, but I've heard about before, the Kansas City Royals, though, the organization themselves, technically haven't recognized you as an official quote-unquote mascot or anything like that. Is that correct?
No. In fact, the only thing that they've done for either of us, and let me say that Chris and I are very good friends. We used to work less than a block apart. We found out after we both started doing this that we worked literally in the building behind each other. So we have lunch every day, and we still go to lunch every Friday. And so we both get along really well. And they had a super fan contest, and we, of course, were both in it, and nobody else really tried. I think it was kind of accepted that we were going to win. Mm-hmm. So they just threw this family up against us. Well, Chris, of course, won. Well, it was down to Chris and I, and Chris won. I think he's a little better known at the time than I was, and because he'd been shown on TV a lot, because he's seen a lot of games out of town. But he technically won a dugout suite, but he essentially split it with me. And so that's the only recognition that we've gotten from the Royals. Mm-hmm. But the thing that's interesting is they're doing, for one of their giveaways, one of their Sunday kids giveaways, is they're doing a cape day. So I'm waiting to see if they're going to involve us in that at all. But, I mean, I'm the guy with the cape, so I don't know how you have a cape day at the Royals without involving KC Royal Man, but we'll see.
Wow.
That would make a day
for me to stay away.
Jared's scared of capes. And having said that, we've talked a little bit, you and I, off the air about having you come in studio and doing an entire show. Now, I don't think I've actually asked you this, but I know you don't go out in public with it too much, but do you think you would mind donning the uniform when you come in to do the show with us?
You know, I've actually done it a few times. I did it my first time that I was on Three Guys in a Garage. I did mm-hmm. it for them so they could get a photo op. I've done it. Sometimes, you know, if I leave a game and I want to go out and meet up with some people, I'm not embarrassed of being a Royal Man. Like I said, it's been very popular. So I've went up to Saints and Lenexa a few times and done karaoke up there as a Royal Man, but only because I was coming from a game. I wore the top half and the boots yesterday out to the Mavericks game because one of my good friends is Matt the Maverick, and it was his birthday, so I wore it out as kind of a celebration of his birthday. But normally when I go to Mavericks games and stuff, I don't wear it. I've worn it to one Chiefs game, but that was the same day as a baseball game. So, I mean, especially last time, I kind of realized as much as I like being a Royal Man, it definitely has its place. And you know, you can't overuse it because people get it and they like it, but it's sometimes even in when you're in a place that it might work, it sometimes doesn't feel right.
I can understand that, but you know, Jared, I don't think he actually answered my question.
I would wear it in for you. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure because I got to tell you, Royal Man, it will have great effect in here for many reasons. First of all, Batman's back in the control booth right now. He just put on his cape. So he wants to freak Jared out with that.
I'm not turning around.
And I think it'd be fantastic if you came in with your cape and your outfit on and just to freak Jared out a little bit more. So that'd be awesome. So looking forward to that. Now, a couple of quick things here. You mentioned it at the top of our call here. You've got a new radio show and podcast, and that website, I believe, is royalmanreport.com. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, this was something that has kind of came out of the great guys from Three Guys in a Garage had interviewed me one time, and mm-hmm. then they liked me so well they'd given me a segment. And I guess I had actually taken some broadcasting classes in college before dropping out to do the real world thing and then jumping, and then I went back and got a degree in something entirely different. But when I was on with Three Guys, it really started to wet that whistle to do something like that. And with podcasting so strong right now, I thought about it and checked out some options. And a name that a lot of Jekyll Radio people will be familiar with is I'm actually doing it in the Big Dumb Fun Show studio.
Oh, okay.
So I'm teaming up with those guys, and they're renting me their studio. And Gnerk is my producer.
Okay.
And he does a great job. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I've rented their studio. I would advise anybody in the KC area looking to do any sort of radio show or podcast, you know, it's definitely a good place to do it. And Mike Engel of Kings of Kaufman, he's a great blogger, and he had been wanting to do something like this. And I said, well, I don't have a co-host yet. You want to do it? And so he said, sure. And so he did the first episode with me, and he's supposed to do it going forward. He has a scheduling conflict this weekend, so we're going to throw in somebody new. But, yeah, it's RoyalManReport.com. And, again, no S's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really exciting. It's not just a baseball show. It's primarily a baseball show. We actually were able to get the number one Royals draft pick, Christian Colon, from last year. He'll be playing with their double-A squad this year. We had him on our first episode, and that's available for download right now. And we do have a, on the website, we have a chat room, which you can definitely get in from 7 to 8 p.m. on Sunday nights. And we'll have that, and then the podcast will go up Monday morning as soon as I can get it finished.
Very good. Well, I listened
to it a little bit.
That's great. I listened to the first show. I really enjoyed it. I'm excited for you on that as well. And again, that's RoyalManReport.com. And now, real quick, Royal Man, before we let you go, tell us. It's April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. It's my 40th birthday, and I want to know when you're going to be at the ballpark this weekend, because I'm sure people are going to want to see you.
Well, of course. I will be there opening day, and then the first and the second is actually a great weekend for us. The first is a Friday, and that's going to be our first Friday. It's going to be a great game, normal 7 o'clock game. I'll get out there a little after 5 when I get off work. Superman had a phone booth. I have a Kia, and so I'll get changed in there, and then I'll pop out of my Kia, and I'll be ready to go as well, man. I'll be standing down in the first base alcove. It's right between the first, right on the first level. There's an alcove where there's some concession stands in the bathroom. It's about 1:30, I want to say. I'll be standing there, probably with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, for those of you that are huge baseball fans like me, you've got a great day of baseball on one ticket if you want to come out, because they're going to do a game at noon, a Royals game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And then that evening, or about a half hour following the regular baseball game, they're going to have the double-A team play the triple-A team. And if anybody's a big baseball fan, you know we have the number one farm system in America. Mm-hmm. So for people like me, I think we're all more excited for the Saturday game than we are for the Saturday night game than we are for any other game this year outside of maybe opening day. So it's going to be a really big deal that Saturday. So the second will be a big day. I'll be out there for the whole 6 hours. Stop on by, say hi. They heard me on the show. You know, I'll be there. And anytime you're out at the ballpark, I'm probably in that first base alcove a little after 7 o'clock.
Very cool. Now, real quick, before I let you go, I want to remind you that you were talking about Friday night, April 1st. You know, this show is airing right now, technically, on Friday night, April 1st. So is there anything you want to say to future Royal Man? Because you can talk to yourself in the future right now if you want to. Like, anything you want to remind yourself or make sure you don't... It's kind of confusing when you think that way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think I'll be good since it's not too far in the future from when we're recording this to when that'll actually happen. But hopefully I'll still be kicking. You know, for those of you that know me or saw me last year, you'll notice I have a big scar on my face this year from a bad accident. So no more of those until a long, long time away. So
I would agree.
Gotta stay safe and enjoy the baseball season.
That's right. Drive careful on your way to the ballpark. That's for sure. Well, man, we're glad you're okay and got through that well. So, hey, pal, look, seriously, we're going to set something up and get you in studio here this baseball season, and I will be in touch with you about that. And thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. You have a great day.
Thanks, Royal Man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God love that guy. God love, you know, he really, really loves baseball.
I like to hear that.
Clearly.
I like to hear that.
And I can't wait to get him. You want to turn around and look at the cape Batman has
on? No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. Bishop McMa Home Video presents Dr. Doolittle's Veterinary Video Series, Volume 3, Disciplining Your Pets.
Hello, I'm Dr. Doolittle. Exotic pets can be a problem if not properly trained. Ned, tell us about your troubles.
Yeah, I'm having problems with my chimpanzee.
Yes, monkeys can be difficult.
Yeah, he's got, you know, this attitude, craps all over the house, and goes in the refrigerator and steals my beer. He hides in God knows where. Just doesn't listen.
Sounds like your little buddy needs some old-fashioned ass kicking. Have you tried spanking him?
Spank my monkey?
That's right, son. Spanking your monkey shows you love him.
But God, I feel so guilty.
Well, now, there's nothing to be guilty or ashamed of. Lots of people spank their monkey.
Well, Doc, how many times should I spank my monkey?
Well, Ned, monkeys are a tough animal. Generally, you should stop when he starts vomiting.
Is it safe? Can I hurt him?
No, no. If it hurts, you're doing it wrong.
Thanks, Doc. I'll go home and spank my monkey right now.
Also available from Schmegma Home Video, Dr. Doolittle's Big Book of Rodent Party Tricks. Not available in Key West or San Francisco.
They all come back. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Thank you.
Wow. Funky.
Crazy stuff. Hey, Brad Westmar Show, number one show amongst 3 and 4 year olds everywhere. I found this out this past week.
P-R-E-S-L-E-Y.
My daughter loves the show. And also, Brandon's child, Austin. Brandon Nichols, our web guru. His son, Austin, loves the show as well. Listen to this.
The Brad Westmar Show. Listen to it.
The Brad Westmar Show. Listen to it.
Who can argue with that?
Austin's 4. Presley's 3. We're number 1 among 3 and 4 year olds.
Hey, it's a growing demographic.
We're hitting
right?
the demographic. That's right. From the womb to the tomb.
Right.
That's us. Hey, Batman turned our headphones down during the break. Did you notice that? I can tell.
Can you?
I can tell. Batman, why are you doing that?
That's only because you like to blow everybody's earlobe clear off of the side of their head.
Why can't I have
mean,
my
Jesus, man.
Why can't I have my own volume?
You do
control?
Have your own volume. It's the second one down there. I told you.
Where?
Right there.
Where? I haven't. First of all, I haven't touched it tonight.
It's on the. I know. It's on the right hand side.
Right here.
No.
No.
Right hand side. No. Right next to your input.
Which
right next to your
input.
Show him, Jared. He doesn't get it.
Jared, help me.
See, those are inputs.
This right there. Which one? Bottom right?
No, go to the one over one more, Jared, to your over by where his is plugged in. There you go.
Okay.
That one.
Now turn that up all the way.
Turn that up, please. It's already cranked
I
up.
I think it's cranked all the way,
that
man.
Can't Jeez, be right. Man. Must be this one. No?
Man, he just wants it louder all the time.
Damn, I can't hear anything. It's so... I
can hear you just fine, if okay. it's any consolation.
There, now you should be able to hear. I turned you up in here.
All right. I got Thank the, you. That's better.
Man, is that better?
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, all those years at AC/DC concerts.
Yeah, finally... I know, all those years in real radio with the headphones cranked. I'm sorry, as opposed to fake radio. That we're
I'm
going to
kick your ass.
Sorry, I don't mean any harm by that when I say it. Jared, we've been saying it for years.
I'm coming out of here.
Habits are hard to break.
I'm sorry, Batman.
Man, a little slow.
I got the cancel button.
As long as we've got Batman on the horn here. First of all, I wanted to mention to everybody, I mentioned Brandon, who's done a great job with our website, bradwestmar.com. I'm now a .com. Please check out this site. Got lots of great blog stuff on there, videos, pictures, stuff from Comic-Con, which we'll talk about here shortly. Mm. And someday Jared's going to blog on there as well.
Someday.
We'll figure it out. Batman, the iTunes podcast, still a complete effing nightmare.
It's actually being updated as we speak.
Mm-hmm, sure. Anyway.
It should be up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Okay.
Hey, the last show got up there, okay?
Yeah, well,
it's working.
I don't know. I still think it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare because dealing with those guys, I don't know why they don't have better customer service. But you know what? At least you don't have to worry. Hey, listen, Nightwatch and 42nd Street Pete haven't been updated since November? Come on.
Really?
So, yeah, I had to get a whole second Nightwatch account to get it to update.
All right,
it's a mess.
All right, I'm not even going to get started on that. We don't have time. So, good point. Hopefully, that's going to get updated here very soon. Also, in addition to bradwestmar.com, I've been told by more than one peoples, that I need to do a Facebook fan page. Now, I know Batman didn't really like it that much, but...
It was okay.
You know, facebook.com/WestmarNation. We need you to go there right now because we're getting our asses kicked by the rest of the pretend radio shows out there.
Facebook.com/WestmarNation is our Facebook fan page. You need to go there and click like. Please, we need more people to like the Brad Westmar Show. Now, Jarrett, I know you don't understand that, but
I know what it means.
You understand to the point. Exactly. So please go to Facebook.com/WestmarNation and click on like, and please like us there. Now, it is my birthday, and I have a bad, 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 bad feeling about asking about this. Because I had this feeling that the ball was going to get dropped. Now, Jared, I've talked to you a little bit about Comic-Con, and I'm going to talk about that here in a moment. But
right.
I've said to myself, self, you really just need to trust in Batman. Okay?
Right.
Now, before I trust in Batman, we do have one special question to ask Batman.
I know.
Actually, we have two questions. Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me you completely forgot to bring my birthday present.
I didn't forget your birthday, but I did forget your present because
wait,
I had a reason.
Wait. Down. Okay. What's that reason?
It's because I had to remember to bring the laptop and rehook everything up for you over there.
Well, at least it's working over here, I guess. You know, that's good. That's good. Because, you know, 5 years ago, it wouldn't have.
I know.
Yeah. I can't believe I just did that.
I'm so proud of you.
Man, thank you. All right. So you forgot my birthday present. So maybe next week.
I'm going to bring you two next week to make up for it.
That would be cool. Now, we have a birthday present for you. Because when Jared and I were walking into the studio here, Jared reached down on the ground and found something. And he said to me, "Hey, Brad, what do you want to bet this is Batman's?"
I'm just guessing.
And I think you're probably right. So, Jared, go ahead, off the mic, turn around, show it to Batman, right, and let's get his answer. Batman, is that yours?
That is actually part of our crew here. It's not mine.
It's not yours.
But it does belong to the crew here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm returning him to safety.
Very good. Very well.
It's Amanda's, actually.
Well, what is that? You want to tell people what that is? Somebody?
It's like a little science fiction figure from the 70s. They used to put out bags of those plastic little, almost like army men.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of purpley. He's not rubbery like the ones you have, and some of the ones you have in there are the ones I remember more vividly than.
Yeah, we thought for sure that was yours, Batman. But anyway, real quick, before I talk about Comic-Con, I'm going to get through Comic-Con as fast as I can because I know we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to mention one thing about Celebrity Apprentice. Because we're not going to talk much about it tonight, but real quick, first of all, I'm looking forward, and I know, Jared, you've watched some of it again.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Meatloaf's meltdown next week. I mean, Meatloaf...
They've been milking that.
Yeah.
It better be good.
Yeah. Well, the previews they've shown of it look like DEFCON 7, and it makes me feel like my tirades in real life are nothing.
Don't you want to know what it is that sets them off?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of the hook?
Yeah, because you're serious, if it's something stupid, you know.
I'm betting it's an offhand dumb comment.
It probably is, and that's the thing about this show, is it makes so many people look like asses. It makes you look like an ass. I don't care that it's for charity. I don't think, for as badly as I wouldn't mind being on the regular Apprentice, I would not want to be a celebrity and be on Celebrity Apprentice.
But you know, there are those that immediately rise above it that just don't seem to...
This is true. I mean, because you think, I mean, so far, I mean, again, I'll say this. My final four are going to be Star Jones. Okay.
Right.
Marley Matlin. Okay.
Yeah. And she has not made a keister of herself.
No, not at all. The two on the female side and two on the male side are going to be John Rich and Little John. And the cool thing about John Rich and Little John are John Rich is so conservative and Little John is so the opposite. And I can see that playing interestingly because here's John Rich who said, I said I wasn't going to talk much about Celebrity. I got to shut up. But those are my final four.
I got to say Little John, is that his name?
Yeah, Little John. Little John.
Like Friar Tuck and Little John?
Little John. Yeah.
He kind of surprised me and impressed me.
Yeah. I mean, they loved him. They loved him as team leader. So, and also, one thing I learned I was pretty sure of, and it all held true at the end of Sunday night's episode, I've established for certain that Dionne Warwick's middle name, her middle initial, is definitely a C. There's no doubt about it that Dionne C. Warwick.
Oh, man. She's something else.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
I don't even know where to begin. If you don't watch the show, you don't care. But I'm telling you right now, you're missing out. I mean, there's nothing better than watching these female celebrities who think their ass doesn't smell.
Oh, and they turn on each other so quickly. Oh, the slightest bit of adversity.
Gary Busey's antics are one thing. I mean, you know what's coming from Gary Busey. But Dion C. Warwick, I mean, man.
Well, Busey's kind of a harmless doofus, really. We boil it down. He's not mean-spirited.
But clearly, meatloaf is dangerous. So,
yes. You know. When pushed. I'm waiting for a blood vessel to go. Cause...
You definitely don't want to miss next Sunday night's episode of Celebrity Apprentice. So real quick about Comic-Con, and this will include Batman as well, and Jared was not able to attend, but I want to give a quick rundown of what I went through for Comic-Con. Because as you recall on last week's show, Batman said, I believe on more than one occasion, I'm in. He said, you're in, no problem, don't worry about it. Little did he understand, to my knowledge, that I was having separate conversations with his assistant at Jackalope, Amanda, talking to her about the fact that I appreciate the fact that Batman says I'm in because I am who I am, but I don't necessarily trust it because I understand what these conventions can be like. And so she went through the rigmarole of putting my name on a list and saying, I'm not sure what's going to happen because there's going to be a pretty long list and I will let you know. Okay. And that was the last information I got. So I sat at home on Saturday and still hadn't heard anything. And I'm like, waiting. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm like thinking, should I call? Should I ask? And I really probably should have. And in hindsight's 20/20, Batman, I know that I should have trusted you. Of course, given the fact that you forgot my birthday gift, I maybe shouldn't have. But I should have trusted you that you would have gotten me in. Now, I don't say anything right now because I'm going to ask you here in a little bit how you plan to get me in. I got into the show a different way. Of course, our friends, the Damsels of Dorkington, were there. And Blythe, of course, an old friend of the old show, said, look, don't worry about it. I'll get you in. It's not a problem. Call me when you're there. So about an hour before their show started at 3 o'clock, I got there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I called her. And Blythe answered the phone, and I said, I'm here. I'm about to the front door. She said, okay. And this is not what she said, but it's what I thought she said because the cell phones were breaking up. I thought she said, okay, I'll be the one with the tampon problem.
And, wow.
And I thought, okay, so what you're saying is we're going to have some kind of a show to slide me through the badge door. I'm thinking, no, don't, that can't be right. And then as she continued to speak, I realized what she was saying was, I'm dealing with a tampon problem at that particular moment. So,
all right.
Needless to say, I met her at the front door. She brought me somebody else's badge and I walked right through, which is how it happens a lot at these conventions.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
So she got me in, no problem at all. Then it was funny because I said, she goes, where's the Jackalope booth? I haven't seen anybody. And I said, I don't know for sure. I'm going to roam around and try to find him. Well, I walked about 3 feet and I had heard from Blythe. She said, I saw a Batman earlier. She said, but I don't think it was Todd because, well, first of all, Todd's not Batman. And second of all, she said, I don't think it was our Batman. She said, because the guy wasn't tall enough to be our Batman. I said, good point. I'll keep an eye out. I walk 2 feet away from the damsel's booth, and I see a Batman, and I completely ignore him, thinking, this has got to be the wrong Batman, right?
Right.
Sure enough, that Batman comes up to me and goes, Westmar's an idiot. And it was our very own Batman in his Batman getup, which, by the way, I got to say, I love it. I wish you would just keep the Michael Keaton, face mask in here, because it's very cool. And, Batman looked very good. After he took it off later, he had some issues, some skin issues, unfortunately. Yeah, what was that all about? A little reaction?
I was breaking out from the heat. It was just like a heat rash.
Yeah, and you smell like you've been in the desert for about 3 hours as well.
Oh, jerk.
No, but I ran into Batman right away, which was great. Took some pictures with him. They're up on the website. They will be up on the website by the time the show airs. And they're also on Facebook, on Jackalope Radio, facebook.com/Jackalope Radio. So hang out with the Jackalope folk there for a while. And nothing was said. Nobody asked me how I got in. I just kind of
did my thing, you know, and went to see the Damsels of Dorkington show.
Well, let's be honest. You could really push anyone around who tried to start something, right? Could you?
Well, I don't know.
Could you threaten to issue a swirly?
I don't have a lot of time here. I don't know for sure, but I'll get to that in a second because you may be wrong about that. So I went to the Damsels show, which was a great show, and Brandon, our web guy, of all people, Brandon Nichols, ended up showing up as well. He's a big comic guy, so he had been there off and on throughout the day. He sat next to me as well, and we had a nice time and got to meet finally for the first time face-to-face, which, by the way, we're talking about having him get in studio here in a couple weeks. I think he deserves it, you know, yes, more than anybody, that's for sure. So that was cool. The Damsels show was great. They actually had to do a family-friendly show, which apparently their show is normally a lot more dirty than it was. They were actually asked to keep it clean because there were kids in the audience, and they don't do that very often. So I must say they did a fantabulous job doing that on the cuff. I mean, I know they've rehearsed it before, but that's the cool thing about what they do in their show. You don't really know what's rehearsed and what's not.
Spontaneous.
It's very, very cool in that regard. So I definitely suggest checking out their website, dorkington.com. So after their show, I decided to go ahead and go to the badge table. I thought, let's see what the deal is. Let's see if I've got a name badge there for Jackalope Radio. Maybe I've been wrong about this the entire time. Maybe there's a badge there waiting for me. So I waited in line, got up to the front, and I said, hey, is this where I get my badge for, you know, the exhibitors? You know, if I've got an exhibitorship? They said, they looked at me like I had two heads. And they said, no. They said, that stuff was sent out months ago. You're going to have to text your people there at your booth or something like that. I said, okay. Ooh. Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. So be it. So be it. So I guess here at the close of the show, Batman, my question to you, I know you're sitting here eyeing the close of the show, but what was the intention? How, just curious, not trying to lay you out here, what was the intention of how you were going to get me in there? Do I have a badge somewhere?
You do. It was in an envelope labeled Jackalope Radio with a little rabbit head on it.
Okay.
Okay. That was all of us had badges. They did the same thing to Griff. And it's just because there was a coordination problem between the communication of those people. But yeah, there was badges there and everybody was ready to go.
I don't suppose I could get a hold of that badge just to prove it, could I? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'll
slap you in the forehead.
I am kidding you. I stand corrected, completely corrected. Now, the only problem here with the show ending is I can't tell you about my Lindsay Wagner experience. It's going to have to hold over till next week.
I'll wait on bated breath.
You should, because it's an interesting little short story that actually would have gone really well with my 40th birthday, but we'll hold it over till next week.
I also didn't tell you that they didn't have my badge either.
And really?
Yeah, they were trying to throw Batman out.
That wouldn't go. Seriously, though, your outfit's awesome. I love the different belts and stuff. You got, like, different variations. Am I right?
Yeah, I do.
But I am glad that you chose, and then you have the Michael Keaton face, because
it's the best.
I like that. I really, really do. And you see the pictures. Like I said, you can check out bradwestmar.com.
It's impressive.
There's some great videos on there as well where Batman pimps the show, which is fun. He also calls me an a-hole, but I deserved it. It was really funny to watch
that.
You look left and right because you had to turn. You didn't have any peripheral vision.
It's the Keaton spin.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because you did do it like Michael Keaton. I will give you credit for that. So next week on the show, don't let me forget to tell you about my experience meeting Lindsay Wagner.
I would not dream of doing such a
bionic woman. She looked hot as balls, really, for a woman in her 60s. She really did. Looks the same. Man, I'm glad you were here again tonight. What would I do without you?
I don't know. Glad to be here, sir.
Very glad to have you here on my 40th birthday. You don't turn 40 for a couple more years.
Yes, that's right. I've still got a little tread on the tire.
We'll still be doing this show, and that's all that matters. So
we'll see.
Without further ado, I want to say goodnight. Batman, of course, in the Batcave. Always great to have him there. We wouldn't be able to do this without him and Jackalope Radio. Jared Afkar, say goodnight.
Good night.
I will say goodnight as well, as will my lovely daughter, Presley, if I can find her right here. She's going to tell us she's going to see us later somewhere.
See you in Texas.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Very well. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.